Skullduggery Pleasant by Derek Landy. Skullduggery Pleasant is a detective, magician and warrior. Oh, and he is also dead. In this extract from the first book in the series, Stephanie meets Skullduggery for the first time. Someone pounded on the front door. "Open up," came the man's voice between the pounding. Stephanie got to her feet, staring through to the hall beyond the living room. She could see a dark shape behind the frosted glass around the front door. "Open the damn door." Stephanie backed up to the fireplace, her heart pounding in her chest. He knew she was in here. There was no use pretending that she wasn't. But maybe if she stayed really quiet, he'd give up and go away. She heard him cursing, and the pounding grew so heavy that the front door rattled under the blows. "Leave me alone," Stephanie shouted. "Open the door." "No," she shouted back. She liked shouting. It disguised her fear. "I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police right now." The pounding stopped immediately, and Stephanie saw the shape move away from the door. Was that it? Had she scared him away? She thought of the back door. Was it locked? Of course it was locked. It had to be locked. But she wasn't sure. She wasn't certain. She grabbed a poker from the fireplace and was reaching for the phone when she heard a knock on the window beside her. She cried out and jumped back. The curtains were open, and outside the window was pitch black. She couldn't see a thing. "Are you alone in there?" came the voice. It was teasing now, playing with her. "Go away," she said loudly, holding up the poker so he could see it. She heard the man laugh. "What are you going to do with that?" he asked. "I'll break your head open with it," Stephanie screamed at him, fear and fury bubbling inside her. She heard him laugh again. "I just want to come in," he said. "Open the door for me, girlie. Let me come in." "The police are on their way," she said. "You're a liar." Still, she could see nothing beyond the glass, and he could see everything. She moved to the phone, snatching it from its cradle. "Don't do that," came the voice. "I'm calling the police." "The road's closed, girlie. You call them, I'll break down that door and kill you hours before they get here." Fear became terror and Stephanie froze. She was going to cry. She could feel it, the tears welling up inside her. She hadn't cried in years. "What do you want?" she said to the darkness. "Why do you want to come in?" "It's got nothing to do with me, girlie. I've just been sent to pick something up. Let me in. I'll look around, get what I came here for, and leave. I won't harm a pretty little hair on your pretty little head, I promise. Now you just open that door right this second."